We're in luck today as we are joined in studio by the duo younger than me. But if you were to check their passports, pardon me, you'd find that they are, of course, Annie McKinnon and Emma Davis. From the singles we've heard from them so far, like The Gently Swelling Hallucination or The Warm and Textured Hiding, we know that they're delivering the goods and we know that we want more. And more has arrived in the shape of their new single, Right Way. Again, here to tell us all about it are Anna and Emma themselves. Good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Well.
Good, thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's very nice to have you in the studio this morning. It's always, like, delightful if it's not over, like, a shaky Zoom connection, and then I know I'm talking to, like, someone else, especially at this frightful hour of the morning, 9:30. How ghastly.
Your feet, you're seeming very fresh, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It's a prescription, but hey, it's not my interview. I'm here to talk to you guys, of course, about, like, the project you're working on. I know you've got a new single out. There's a couple of singles that have already come out. But off the top, I wanted to ask, I'm personally curious, and I have a feeling that some other people may be curious as well, for the name Younger Than Me. How did that come about?
Oh, Emma, this is your job.
Thank you, Annie. Look, I wish we had an incredibly impressive story about this.
I think it's quite impressive.
Thank you, Annie. That's why we work so well. I think we obviously became friends a long, long time ago and quite quickly realised there was a major age gap between us in the
yes,
Annie.
So major.
I felt it was major. Annie had been listening to my songs while still in high school. So it was a bit of a running joke for a while and, yeah, probably a bit of a chip on my shoulder of that. And, yeah, I think we were at a Courtney Barnett show in the crowd. Dancing, probably had too many drinks, and I just turned to Annie and went, oh, you're younger than me, as if I'd never realised it before. And Annie was like, yeah,
me,
I know. And I was like, that's the name. And then it just stuck and we couldn't get rid of it. We tried all sorts of other names and it didn't feel right.
But it has been like a theme of my life. Like everyone always is a little bit like, wait, how old are you? and then Emma's always my confidant. I was always like, oh, Emma, they're always saying, what? Why are you so young?
she's wise beyond her years.
Now I don't feel so young, but when we started this project, yeah, I was definitely much more. I'm still baby-faced, but I was much more baby-faced.
Yeah. I've got her into watching Gardening Australia on a Friday night and going to bed at 9 o'clock, so we're feeling a little bit more even now, I think.
That would probably counterbalance the younger than me, yes. Being like, oh, that's, yeah, I'm feeling like that. For this track as well, different to the other couple of singles you put out, I'm understanding that you guys collaborated on this one or kind of wrote it together, I should say. Was there anything that kind of emerged in this collaborative songwriting process that maybe you didn't see that was there before?
Do you want to go?
Well, I mean, immediately I'm thinking like Emma and I have always encouraged each other to try new things and that the whole point of this project to start a we started jamming, but we never planned to make a band together, but we both were encouraging each other to learn new instruments or to try new production techniques. So it's always been kind of a organic process where we're making songs together. Like all the songs have been a joint effort in like playing live in a studio and then taking it in a rehearsal room and then taking it into the studio and then it evolving.
But. Yeah, I think the only difference with this one was it started at the production stages. So, like you said, with the other tracks, we were in a rehearsal studio jamming. You know, Annie might come up with the vocal melody. I might come up with, you know, some guitar parts, synth parts. Annie synth parts. I think this one we started in the recording studio sending each other loops and textures, and we kind of built it organically that way. So it felt a lot more unified. We weren't kind of sticking two parts of something together. We were building it from the ground up together.
And it was a way of keeping the collaboration together for a period of time when I was living in Canberra. So that's why I sent Em some stems and then we'd meet up and then work on that. So it became like this kind of pressure, boiling pressure pot, whatever, of we have to get something out of this. So it was exciting.
Also, well, yeah, it's certainly working, of course, as, you know, a listener on the other side of the earphones. For this as well, with your background in architecture or design, For that, were you able to kind of translate anything you learned in your background for that kind of maybe like building out the skeletons of a song or the architecture and then coming in to furnish it later? Is that too much of a stretch to imagine something like that?
I think Em talks a bit about, like, I'm always like, let's whack this or let's, like, record something around the house or, do it. I explore things, like, in terms of found sound, like, drawing on my first degree was in sound design and then architecture. So I have this, like, idea of the whole space. And, yeah, I definitely bring that in. But Em is also super into that stuff as well, which is also a commonality, like, I only recently finished architecture, but I did that during COVID. But Em also has a background in, like, well, you love photography and animation. We like lots of different makey things. So we're always trying to bring in different techniques to try and make it new and exciting.
Yeah. We'd probably do the opposite of what an architect or builder would do, though, in that we...
deconstruct.
We often kind of build these textures and layers and then sit back and go, okay, what actually doesn't need to be there? What's not adding anything? Where is there not enough space? Or, where are the dynamics kind of failing because too much is going on? So I think a lot of the time building things is, you know, helping us then work out kind of what to strip away.
But Emma's saying that it's like not the opposite. It's exactly what an architect does.
I'm sorry. I'm not the one with the architecture degree, so
sounds like...
Apologies.
Yeah, yeah.
For this, whether you're building it up or breaking it down, is there anything you can tease for any fans out there yearning for something more? Is there maybe a single on the way or something over the horizon?
Definitely lots of things on the horizon. We're just working out the exact best timing to drop. We're working towards a record. I think realistically next year the record will be. And then a couple more singles this year that we're holding back for the adoring fans. Just...
that's good. You got to make them want them more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's it, fans. We're calling you out. We're teasing you. There are some tracks hidden on the way. And to tease you even further still, right now we're lucky enough, younger than me, they're gracious enough to be doing a live performance for us in studio. Which song were you guys going to be performing for us this morning?
We thought we might take you right back to our first single just because, you know, it was important for us. It was the first thing we dropped. It was terrifying. So we thought we'd play a bit of a stripped-back version of that. Hiding.
Fantastic. Folks, there's no reason to be afraid. We're just going to sit back and enjoy this wonderful live version of this track this morning right here on the Wednesday Daily on 2SER. For this, ready whenever you guys are. Take it away.
Thank you. Just going to move my mini microphones around for a bit. Thank you, Annie.
I've been here. There's a waiting breath. There's a fight in fear. There's a day I know when the waves will rise and the skies will fall. There's a day I saw. There's a way to give it all. There's a day I saw. There's a way to give it all. And you say, I know. If you think with your heart and you rise with your bones, and you say, I know. If you be who you are and you rise from the fall, there's a day I saw. There's a way to give it all. There's a day I saw. There's a way to give it all. I've been hiding, hiding, hiding away. I've been hiding, hiding, hiding away. There's a day I saw. There's a way to give it all. There's a day I saw. There's a way to give it all. There's a day I saw you. There's a way to give it all. There's a day I saw you. There's a way to give it all.
I can only presume you are all clapping, even if you are driving, walking around, listening to this stuff at your office. Gorgeous stuff, guys. Thanks so much for playing that. That was so wonderful.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
For that as well, that track you just heard was Hiding, and the one we heard before this interview was, of course, Right Way. Both of these singles are available for purchase online or available on whatever streaming monopolized application you use to listen to your music. One more time, Annie and Emma, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us, James.
No worries.
Thank you.